סימן שין יוד זיין סעיף ווף. קוישרים חבל בפני הפורו. A person has a farm, and he has cows inside the farm, and he doesn't want the cows to go out the door, but he doesn't have a door. He puts a string over the door where the cow could come out, and this way the cow doesn't come out. You're allowed to tie this string, this rope, in both sides of the door of the farm, bishvil shelo yitetze, that the cow will not come out. Afilu b'shtei roshei ha-pesach, he's allowed to make a knot. V'leichai shinen, v'inat choyshe shem v'yati roshei echot v'yitzienu darich shom. He will open one side of the string, and the cow could come out. And the other side of the rope, the string, will be staying tied, and it will be a kesher shel kayomo. So leichai shinen shem v'yati roshei echot v'yitzienu darich shom v'yaniach roshei ha-shein nikoshu. Mishnebuya explains, Sifkot Lamed, b'shtei roshei ha-pesach, the mistom v'yati roshnei, ולא היה ביקשר של כיום, והוא הדין, דמוטר ליקשטר, שתי חבול עם זו למעלה מזו, one lower and one higher. ולא אמרים למבטר לאחוד, and he will only take off the top one, and the cow will skip over, or he will take the bottom one, and the cow will bend over the top one. זה פעמי מטר זו, לפעמי מזו. אבל אם בדייתו לבטר לאחוד עשו, if he's planning to leave one side, even if he didn't decide one of them, it's also עשו. This aloche sounds like a simple aloche. We'll see the next aloche, and then we'll see that there's some chidushim in this aloche. Metaltelim yelal to carry chevel shel gardi pirush oirek, a person that nets, it's an expensive rope. Lekoshrei beobusu bepor, he has a cow, he ties one side on the neck of the cow, the other side he ties to the wood in the farm. And we're not, he will open one side when he needs to take away the cow, or he will take the one that is attached to the farm, and he will walk with the cow. Why? Because there's an expensive kind of rope. But if it's not a piece of rope, because we choishes that he will leave one side tied forever, and it's a kesher shel kayom. The animal that it's also lekosher be'obus be'poro, to make both knots, and then we choish that he will leave one of them. Avali moyo kosher already in the avus, and now he wants to tie it to the cow, or the opposite, it was tied to the cow, and now he wants to tie it to the avus. Oy moyo kosher b'poro v'roitze kosher b'avus mutar b'chol chevel. This is mutar in every chevel. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah, how the Mishneh Berurah explains why in this case he allowed to. Mishneh Berurah sifkot l'lamed aleph. Shel gardi v'leiga zrinin otu chevel da'al me'kmoy shikosa b'sif dar. B'sif dar we learn that there's a gzeire chevel da'al me, when you go to take water and you kosher adli a pail, even b'chevel the gardi is also otu chevel da'al me. D'oche b'pora afilu chevel da'al me l'shchiach di'a shel kayom, that he will leave both sides tied together. V'loi chashin b'chevel da'gardi choshu v'lo yanicha. Aval chevel da'al me loi dil me yanicha choy shayachot koshu. Maybe he will leave one side. אבל אין הטעם משום מוקצה דקרי החבל. Why? זה סתם חבל שבבייס מוכנו לתשמיש. שפקות למדלת. But if it's already tied in one side and it's only tied in the other side, מותר בכל גבני. זה מסתם מאויסה הקשר שאויו כבר מניחו לי איס קושו. And he will open the other one. This is what he brings down בשם דבח. And here the משנבור says, זה חידוש כל קשר שלפעמים נמלח ומבט לשם לאילום. אבל פי שתחיל הססיוסו אלוהי הוי סמנס להליך הישום, עושו מדרבונו. Even when he made a knot, he didn't intend to leave it there. If לפעום אם נמלך ומניך הישום עושו, משמע from the משנבורה, the איסור is not later to be נמלך, בשעה ססיוס הקשר, is the איסור to make such a קשר, that sometimes he's נמלך. הילגח עושו ליקשר את שור את המכנסיים, שלפעום אם נמלך ומבד לשם לאוי לו, מעד שיהיה בולוי. ועין בתחילת הסימן, בביאור הלוכה, מה שכסבנו שם עוד הזה. I saw that the משנה הלוכה was מסופק, הקשר שאין דרכו להימולך, that you're allowed to do. Now you want to be נמלך. You're allowed to be נמלך or not? He wants to say, maybe even that for sure is no איסור גמור, but maybe it's not allowed to, like the ביאור הלוכה, משנבור brings down later in בוירר, that if he was בוירר מיד, and then, על מנס לאכול מיד, איך הוא מתח פסוילס, and then he changes his mind and he's nimlach and he wants to learn miach, but it's also. But this aloche be'etzem sounds a clear aloche. When you learn the sugyas, you see that this halacha is a very, very hard halacha. And the sugya in Shabbos and the Kuf Yud Beis Kuf Yud Gimel is five cases. Four are mutter and one is asu. The Gemara says a lady could tie her tichel kisheres mitpachas roisha. For the Gemara pshita, it's made to open and close. Leitzricha the iglo shtei dashi. Rashi explains there's two sides and she doesn't have to open both. Mal the same will be choisha she will leave one kamash malon. Then the Gemara goes weiter and says the same thing. Noides yain pshita, you're allowed to tie them. You open them every Shabbos. Leitzricha the isle trei shlachi has two sides to open. Mal the same you will leave one side kamash malon. Then the Gemara says k'deiro shel baso pshita. Then the Gemara, the same thing, it has two sides. Then the Gemara says, Koishim Chu Chevel, Bifnei HaPoro Shel Eiteitze, Pshite, it's two sides, maybe we'll open only one. And then we have Echot Be'avus Be'echot Be'poro, that is also. So four Amuter, Mitpachas Roisho, Shnei Dashi, Noides Yain, Shnei Uni, Kdei Ras Boso, Shnei Shlachi, and Chevel Be'Pesach, for the Poro is Muter. And we don't say, maybe he'll leave one side. And Echad Baporah ve'Echad Ba'Ovah says also, and the Shaila is why. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Reb Elazar Moshe speaks about the Rashash, and the Mishnah Berurah is mashma simple. The first case is the derech is to open both, and the last one is not the derech to open both. And this is the Mishnah Berurah finishes, if one of them is tied, so he will leave him. This is one way to learn. There's another way to learn that the other four, it's not so easy to use it when you open only one. So we choishesh datake, he will open both. B'melim istome, he will open both. Mashenken be'echod ba'avus ve'echod ba'por. We could have said another svara here. That when it's two, so we say sometimes he opens this one. None of them stays kavua. Be'avus ve'por, one of them bederech klal stays kavua. Here, known as bederech klal is no inyan to leave to open the second time. That one I will explain. Like we see in the Mishnah Berurah that Beporah ve'Avus, if one already was tied, Mistami will open the one that he tied second. Why? The derech is to open one of them. B'mele, it's also. Mashenken, in the other of the four, there's no specific derech to open one. Sometimes you open this one, sometimes you open that one. So it's not considered a kesher shel kayama, this kind of smorah. Could have said more from that, that it's mashman and rashi, that vail, one of them will stay, so it's also to do both already. So it could be when Pshad, another answer, why when one of them is tied already, Beporah ve'Avus, you're allowed to do the other one, because when you're doing both, for sure one of them will stay kavua. Mashehinken b'chai gavne. I think it's a glatus for. Then the Mishnah Berurah is mamshich, and he brings down another halacha. Oich lebeheime mutor lekosher bohem b'shabes. Velo shayach bohu kesher shel kayom. Vekosav achayodom, the davka begemilach. Why? The kshemisyabesh tinotek. Aval kash vekayoyitze bohi vechen behalim shelulu im dole menatek dinon ketevet. Vayim bo alochem ha shekosavnu bese. What Mishnah Berurah says to the Biur Halacha is that shita saramban that is en kosher bo oichlim. At least bo oichlim odom and mistom ha'osin oich lebeheime. We don't pass in like that. But here's a new reason, because it's Omer Li'inosek. So it's not considered a Kesher Shel Kayoma. You have to know, it could be even if it's only been Nosek after a week, but it's really not also in the Rabbanon, because it doesn't have the potential of the Eraisa. So a very interesting example of Nissim Karelis. You know, when someone needs stitches, so today they use kind of strings that melt later. The question is, if you're allowed to make a knot, I'm not going out of the question if you're allowed to make stitches, Teufel Be'odom, Mitzvah Dam. We'll speak now about the knot that you want to do in the top of the string. So there, the string will be melted. Eventually, after a couple of days, it melts. So some wanted to be matter like this Gemi. Nissim Karelis wants to ask her. He says, Gemi, the pshat is, I want it to be tied, and it pops. So it's not called the Kesher Shel Kayoma. Here the knot stays, calls while I need him. Then he disappears, it's different. Shlodun b'zeharbe. Then the Mishnah Berurah finishes another line. A person chavolim, a person makes a rope, he takes two thin strings and he puts them together so it comes out to be a rope. Chayv mishum kosher. V'amafridom v'edemichav elikalkel chayv mishum matir. Very interesting. This is Shitas HaRambam, it begins out from the Rambam, that a poisel chavolim is a tol dev kosher. It's interesting that Simon Shin Yudar, the Bishop Bor, was Medayik, from Rashi and all the other Rishonim, that a poisel chavolim is not chayv mitzad kosher, and it was mashma shtickle that he goes with that shita. Here is more mashma in the Mishnah Berurah that his netiyah is like the shita that a poisel chavolim is chayv mitzad kosher. You have to know where is the ma'aseh kesher here? Where is the ma'aseh uman here? The yetzirah of the nuzach considered the kosher. Sure, it's only the yetzirah of the nuzach. When Zalman Auerbach came and wanted mechadesh achidush, a twister. They have like a wire, metal wire, you twist it back and forth, and like this you close a bag, you close all different things. It's also considered like a poisel chavolim, even that lemaisa, you're not making a rope here, you're just locking the thing. Not everyone was masking with it. Shem Zalman himself in Tikkun Miluim writes back, V'av shebi yitzir ha-schevel nishtan al yishevel bar kayomo, mikol mokim imedal masi ha-schevel lekoysher yitochen, shegam bebarzelim melufofim, metals that are twisted together, dumi lekoysher im ze bar kayom. A big chiddush, not everyone agreed that it's considered Pesach Chavolim. Some Pesachim will make it. But Shem Zalman, Rebbe Eliashiv, who are machmer in it? But Shabbos Kirchos Atomer, Rabbi Shmuel Zalman said, but it's only if it's meant for more than 24 hours, on the other sheet of 7 days. But if it's meant to open to close the whole time, it's not considered kosher. For sure, every kosher we sell less than 24 hours is mutter. But it means it's not called even a Maise Uman. There will be also Lepochis in 24 hours. It's a little bit shver, because Shitas HaRambam, if it's not a Maise Uman, it's never also. So Lechua Pesach HaVolim has to be a Maise Uman. And the Rambam, and if we choishes to the Rambam, Lechu would be a mokim to say that even Lezman it would be also. Shem Zalman Auerbach said, no, it's not called Maise Uman, it's only called the Nat, and Bemele it's also with the Shurim of the Nat. Less than 24 hours is mutter.